تفسير زاده و ان نعم
he
was a messenger. I don't remember if he was a prophet or not.
Yeah,
some people say that it is that's the one, that the one who was mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, the one who slept, or Allah made him to die 100 times, and then He resurrected him. They say that was Uzair, and some say that that's why they considered him a son of God, or they claimed such a thing. But Allahu A'lam, whether it's that person or some other person. But we know that there is a person that the Jews said that this is the Son of God. And the Christians said that the Messiah, Masih, is the Son of God. That is their saying with their mouths. That's what they say from their mouths. يُبَاهِئُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And by that they say something similar or comparable to what the disbelievers say, the pagans say. Because the pagans attribute daughters to Allah, like the people of Arabia, of the Jahiliyyah, used to say that the angels are the daughters of Allah. So, and that some of the idols are daughters or sons of Allah. تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. So similarly, he's saying, comparable, this statement of the Christians and the Jews is comparable to the statements of the pagans. Like the, what the those who disbelieve before that say, قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. May Allah punish them or fight against them. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. How great is the lie that they are making. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا. They took their rabbis and their monks as lords instead of Allah and Jesus the Son of Mary. Even though وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا. Even though they were not commanded to worship except one God. One God. إلها واحدا. لا إله إلا هو. There is no true God except Him. سبحانه عما يشركون. Exalted is He above what they join with Him as partners or claim or attribute to Him. So all of this is shirk what they do, and Allah is exalted above all of that, which means He is high above any of such claims. Now what's his name? Ubay? No, not Ubay. The son of Hatim. What's his name? Ubay. When Ubay ibn Hatim came to the Prophet ﷺ to embrace Islam, Rasulullah ﷺ recited to him this ayah, in which he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. والمسيح ابن مريم, which means they took their lords, their rabbis, and their monks, and Jesus the Son of Mary as gods instead of Allah. So when he recited this to him, Uday said, ما عبدناهم, because he understood that when someone or when something is taken as Lord, that means that he deserves to be worshipped. If they take their rabbis as lords, that means that they are deserving or worthy of being worshipped. So they said, ما عبدناهم, but we did not worship them. So the Prophet ﷺ said, أَلَمْ يَكُونُ يُحِلُّونَ لَكُمُ أَلَمْ يُحِلُّ لَكُمُ الْحَرَامَ فَتُحِلُّوا وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَلَالَ فَتُحَرِّمُوا. Didn't they make permissible to you that which is prohibited, those rabbis and monks? Didn't they make prohibited for you that which was permissible, and permissible for you that which was prohibited? He said, yes. قال فتلك عبادتكم إياهم. So that is how you used to worship them. That is how you worship them. Because this is only a right of Allah Azza wa Jal to say what is halal, what is haram. So if you take this right or give this right to someone else, that means you are putting that one, someone else, in a place that only Allah Azza wa Jal can have. And therefore this is a form of worship that cannot be directed to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's still mentioning how the people of the book have changed their books and the messages that they were revealed to them. So he's still talking about the first type. Remember he said, when Allah sent the messenger, the people were two types. The first type is the people of the book who changed their messages, and he's giving examples from the Quran. وَقَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَلَمْ تَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِنِّ وَالطَّاغُوتِ وَيَقُولُونَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَلَهُمْ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا. Which means, haven't you seen or looked at those who were given a portion of the book? A portion of the book, which means the Christians and the Jews. They believe in al-jibt wa-tahut. Al-jibt, now I'm not sure what it means, except that I know that in some of the tafasir, they indicate that jibt is certain doctrines that are made up by the people to like astrology, astrologists and people like that. So it mixes truth with magic with other things, huh? يعني مثل التنجيم ومثل التخريف ومثل لا يعني ها هذا منه يعني الجد هو يعني هذا منه يعني الجد يعني كل الخرافات يعني التي يدخلونها في الدنيا والطاغوت اللي هو أي شيء يعني يشرك بالله عز وجل أو كل ما طغى به المرء في طاعته له أو عبادته له. يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت. They believe in the jibt, in those false doctrines, والطاغوت, and the what you have to translate it now. طاغوت means like
tyrant.
Tyrant, that is tughat. But طاغوت is it carries the meaning of tyranny in the fact that in the sense that the person directs obedience and worship to certain those individuals instead or objects instead of directing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that makes it a taghut. وَيَقُولُنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and they say to the disbelievers, or in regard to the disbelievers, which means those who were given some of the book or portion of the book, they believe in false gods, they believe in false doctrines or legislations or laws. And in addition to that, they say about the disbelievers, like the pagans, وَيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا. Those are more guided or better guided than the believers. So they used to say about the pagans of Arabia, you are better than the Muslims. Even though they know that they are lying in themselves, but that's what they used to say. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ, those are the ones that Allah curses them. وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا, and whoever Allah curses, you will never find a supporter to him, for him. So this is the first type. The second type, you have questions? Question?
About the people of the book, the ones that came right before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after 500 years after the Masih alayhi salam, since they were taught only what was given to them, are they exempt from the punishment, such as Waraqa ibn Awqal, the Prophet's uncle?
We don't know, I mean, some of them maybe, people of Ahl Fatra, I mean, those who were never exposed to the truth, but some of them were exposed to the truth and they rejected it. So we don't know, but apparently they were away from the truth, that's what we know. Now whether some of them were never exposed to it in the right way to know it and to distinguish it, that's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the next station, there are people who make prohibit what Allah has already things not to be. If you live in that country, which, you know, because we had this conversation last Sunday about those Muslim governments that make new legislation and make the haram halal. But if you live in this country, but you don't, and your mentality, you don't accept that, are you supposed to be still looking upon as the same people as the government?
Well, this is a totally different subject. I mean, if I answer this question, it could take us very, very long time.
Okay.
But you know, just to say briefly, it's not the same. Because if you do not agree with that, at heart, you do not like it, but you remain silent because you do not want to cause fitna and harm to yourself and other believers, then you are not condoning it. And that's different. Okay. So this is the first type. And the second type, وَصِنْفٌ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ فَابْتَبَعُوا مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. The other type are those who disbelieved in Allah and who innovated things that Allah did not permit. These are the pagans. So they are the people of the book, and they are the pagans who disbelieved in Allah and made up things that Allah did not permit. وَنَصَبُوا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ حِجَارًا وَخُشُبًا وَصُوَرًا اسْتَحْسَنُوهَا. So they erected with their own hands stones and pieces of boards of wood or pieces of wood, وَصُوَرًا, and idols, اسْتَحْسَنُوهَا, that they thought it is good, they considered them to be good. وَنَبَزُوا أَسْمَاءً, and they made names. وَلَتَنَبَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, means do not call you each other with certain titles. So نَبَزُوا means they applied titles or names. نَبَزُوا أَسْمَاءً افْتَعَلُوهَا, to those idols. So they made up names for them. وَدَعَوْهَا آلِهَةً عَبَدُوهَا, and they called them gods, those things that they made from stone and from wood. They gave them names and they called them gods. فَإِذَا اسْتَحْسَنُوا غَيْرَ مَا عَبَدُوا مِنْهَا, and then if later on they liked better something or someone other than what they were worshipping, أَلْقَوْهُ, they would throw it away. وَنَصَبُوا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ غَيْرَ, and they would establish another one in its place. فَعَبَدُوا, and they will start worshipping that other idol. فَأُولَٰئِكَ العرب, and those were the Arabs. That's how the Arabs were. وَسَلَكَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْعَجَمِ سَبِيلَهُمْ فِي هَذَا, and a group of the Ajam, Ajam means non-Arabs, followed their way into this. وَفِي عِبَادَةِ مَا اسْتَحْسَنُوا, and in that they would worship things that they like, their, you know, imagination or crooked thinking tell them that this is good. So they start worshipping it. وَفِي عِبَادَةِ مَا اسْتَحْسَنُوا مِنْ حُوتٍ وَدَابَّةٍ, of fish or whales, وَدَابَّةٍ, and animals, وَنَجْمٍ, and stars, وَنَارٍ, and fire, وَغَيْرٍ, and other things. And we know that, like, to our time, the Hindus worship cows. And the Majus, the Magians, used to worship the fire. And so on. And others worship other things. فَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ لِنَبِيِّهِ جَوَابًا مِنْ جَوَابِ بَعْضِ مَنْ عَبَدَ غَيْرَهُ مِنْ هَذَا الصِّنْفِ. So Allah mentioned to His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a response of the responses of those who worshipped other than Him from this type, which means those who worshipped other than Allah of this group that was just mentioned, the second group, we said the people of the book and the pagans. So Allah told His Prophet what the pagans say in response or in justification to what they do. جَوَابًا جَوَابِي جوابا من جواب بعض من عبد غيره من هذا الصنف. فحكى جل ثناؤه عنهم قولهم. So Allah may his prayers be glorified, mentions what they say. Inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummatin wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun. We have found our parents following a certain way and we are following their footsteps. So in justification to their misguidance, they say, this is how our parents used to do and we are just doing the same. وَحَكَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. And also Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى said about them, the previous ayah was from Surah, the previous was from Surah An-Nisa, the last one was from Surah Az-Zukhruf, and this one that we mention now is from Surah Nuh, where Allah said about them, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ, that they said, they used to say, the people of Nuh who worshipped gods, they used to say, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ, do not leave your worshipping your gods. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاءً, and do not leave what? One of their gods. Nor Suwa, another god. وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرَ, and nor Yaghuth, nor Ya'uq, nor Nasr, all of them names of God. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا, and they have misguided large numbers of people. Now here, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that these names, these five names of idols, he says that these were the names of righteous people. كَانَتَ هَذِهِ أَسْمَاءُ أُنَاسٍ أَوْ رِجَالٍ صَالِحِينَ. And what before the people of Noah. And what happened is, after those righteous people died and the people loved them so much, Satan came to them and whispered to them that, why don't you make some pictures, some idols, some statues to remind you of them, so that you remember that they used to sit here with you and used to advise you and so on. So they thought this is a good idea, so they made the statues. And those statues probably were very crude statues, but they used to put them among them and say, this is where Yahuth used to sit, this is where Ya'uq used to sit, this is where Nasr used to sit. So they used to put them among them and make that their sitting place. Then when their children came after them, they didn't know anything except that their parents used to sit and show great respect to those statues. So they said they used to worship them, so they started worshipping them. So this is the way that Satan pulls people into disobedience and disbelief, one step at a time. So that is how the worship of idols started at the time of Noah. وقال تبارك وتعالى, and Allah تبارك وتعالى also said, واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا إذ قال لأبيه يا أبت لم تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. And mention in the book Ibrahim, he was a most truthful one and a prophet. When he said to his father, oh my father, why do you worship that which does not hear or see or protect you from anything? So it cannot protect itself. How could it protect you? And Allah says, وَقَالَ وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and recite to them the story of Ibrahim. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ, when he said to his father and people, what do you worship? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا. We only have like 7 minutes left. قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we worship idols and we stay akifin. Akuf means, you know, spend the time worshipping them or directing all your attention and submission to them. فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَبِعُونَ, he said, can they hear you when you call on them or invoke them, أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ, or benefit you or harm you, can they do any of that for you? And of course the response was that no, but this is how our parents used to do, so we are doing the same. وَقَالَ فِي جَمَاعَتِهِمْ, and Allah also said in regard to their jama'ah, their group, that kind of group of people, يُذَكِّرُهُمْ مِنْ نِعْمِهِ, reminding them about their favors, وَيُخْبِرُهُمْ ضَوَالَتَهُمْ عَامَّةً, and mentioning to them their misguidance as a general group, in general, عَلَى مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ وَمَنَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ, and how he favored those who believed among them. One of the disbelievers, some of them later became believers. So he told them in the following ayah how he favored those who believed by saving them from disbelief, and that other than that, those who disbelieved, how misguided they are and how wrong they are. So he said in regard to them, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, which surah is this? This surah you find people citing all the time. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ نِعْمَتِي إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا.
How was the tribe of Abraham
from Ibrahim? We don't know. I mean, we don't know if Ibrahim had only one people, because some of the Mufassirin say that he moved from one place to the other, to the third, and each place he was making da'wah for them, but we don't know how their punishment was in this life or whether Allah stored it for them in the next life. But anyways, this is from Surah Al-Imran. Allah is addressing the believers at the time of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, who were disbelievers and pagans before that. So he says, remember Allah's favors on you when you were enemies, and then Allah brought your hearts together so that you became by His favors brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ, and you were at the brink of a pit of fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, and He saved you from it. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, that is how Allah clarifies His ayat to you so that you may be guided, so He is telling how the disbelievers were on the brink of fire. They are on the brink of a pit of fire. They are about to fall into it, or they fall into it. And only those who Allah favors with iman, with belief, will be saved from it. قال, قال means قاله الإمام الشافعي now, which means that Rabi is saying that Imam al-Shafi'i then said, قال فكانوا قبل إنقاذه إياهم بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أهل كفر. See, now he is getting into the subject. As I said, you do not notice it. You know, as he talks, you suddenly find yourself in the middle of the subject. You think that he is still in the introduction. He is saying, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ, etc. But all of a sudden you find that he got into the depth of the subject, as you will see next time, inshallah. So he says, فَكَانُوا قَبْلَ إِنْقَاذِهِ إِيَّهُمْ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, which so they were before Allah saved them by means of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi, ahla kufrin, may Allah have salah on him, which means may Allah praise him, before the uppermost creation, which are the angels. They were before that ahla kufrin, people of disbelief, fi tafarruqihim wa ijtima'ihim, whether both in their separation, which means their hearts are separated, they are away from each other. When they go out in different ways, that is in tafarruqin. Wajtima'in, even when they come together in one place, they are still disbelievers. يَجْمَعُهُمْ أَعْظَمُ الْأُمُورِ الْكُفْرُ بِاللَّهِ, what makes them together, what brings them together or makes them uniform in one platform is one of the greatest things, which means the greatest of sins. What is it? Al-kufru billah, disbelieving in Allah. Wa-tida'u ma lam yu'azam bi Allah, and innovating that which Allah did not permit. Ta'ala amma yaquluna 'uluwan kabira, may he be exalted above what they claim a great exaltation, or may he be high above what they claim or attribute to him. La ilaha ghayruh, there is no true God except him. Wa subhanahu wa bihamdih, and exalted be he, and with his praise, which means I say this with praising him. Rabbu kulli shay'in wa khaliquh, مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهُ, Allah did not permit it. So رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that's why it has to add Dhamma. رَبُّ, it is related to the other, to the word Allah, the Lord of Allah, of everything. وَخَالِقُهُ, and His creator. So Allah, the creator and Lord of everything, is the one that they joined partners with him, they disbelieved in him, and that was before Allah saved them by sending Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the message. من حي منهم فكما وصف حاله حيا عاملا قائلا بسخط ربه مزدادا من معصيته. Whoever among them was living, he was like Allah described his situation in his living, and the way he lived. عَامِلًا قَائِلًا بِصَخَةِ رَبِّهِ, acting upon the disobedience of his Lord, and also what he says are words that anger his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُزْدَادًا مِنْ مَعْصِيَةِ, and whatever he does is to increase in disobeying Allah. Like the disbelievers that we see, every action they do, every statement they say, it brings them further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now where did he say this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anybody has an idea? We need a bigger audience to help us. مَنْ حَيَّ مِنْهُمْ فَكَمَا وَصَفَ حَالَهُ حَيَّ. مَنْ حَيَّ مِنْهُمْ يَعْمِ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَمَا وَصَفَ حَالَهُ, يعني كما وصف الله حاله حياً في حياته, يعني عاملا بعمله, يعني وقائلا بقوله بسخط ربه, عاملا قائلا بسخط ربه مزدادا من معصيته. And we have to start understanding the way الشافعي speaks. من حي منهم فكما وصف حاله حيا عاملا قائلا بسخط ربه مزدادا من معصيته, ومن مات فكما وصف قوله وعمله صار إلى عذابه. And whoever dies, then it is as Allah, as he described, which means Allah described قوله وعمله, his words and his actions, صار إلى عذابه, he ends up in the torture or punishment of Allah. So this is how the situation was before, and you still have to tell me which are the ayat that he's referring to, because he's referring to some ayat, he didn't tell us what they are. So we have to know them. What does it say? But let's skip this, and we will. This is your homework for next time, because the tape is ending, so I need to end the statement. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلَهُ, he's telling us that this is how it was, the situation before Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The people were two types. One of them, people of the book, who were lost and who fabricated and added and changed, and the other are people of pagans who were also, as he described here, and he's saying in these ayat that we do not know where they are. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلَهُ, when the book reached its time, which means one, it was the time that Allah has prescribed, فَحَقَّ قَضَاءُ اللَّهِ, and the decree of Allah became established came up, بِإِظْهَارِ دِينِهِ, by exposing his religion, الَّذِي اصْطَفَى, that he selected, بعد استعلاء معصيته التي لم يرضى. After the disobedience that he did not accept was so much overpowering before the coming of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فتح أبواب سماواته برحمته. He opened the gates of his heavens with his mercy. So Allah opened the gates of the heavens with his mercy to come down on the people. كما لم يزل يجري في سابق علمه عند نزول قضائه في القرون الخالية قضاؤه. This is also a hard sentence if you do not, if you, I mean, you need to. نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، نكمل، we continue today إن شاء الله with our discussion of الرسالة by Imam الشافعي. And I think this is like maybe my fourth or fifth time, I mentioned last time, going through or teaching Ar-Risala. And none of the times we covered the whole book. We only covered like one quarter time. At most, maybe I covered one quarter of it once in Emirates. And at that time, in my halqa used to be Sheikh Asir Awaisha and Sheikh Mahmoud Atiyah. And I used to say, Sheikh Mahmoud Atiyah, you are supposed to give it. I'm supposed to be the student. You are the Sheikh. He says, no, you talk and I will listen. And if there are some questions you cannot answer, I will help you with them. So I used to sit and listen, and then I used to teach from it. Jazakallah khair. And I told it once here in Arlington in 86 probably. At that time I had only three students, regular students. Sheikh Hassan Nassar, Sheikh Mataz Halaq, and a brother that is now Saudi Arabia, Mubarak Basluh. So they used to be my students, and I remember I went to Sam's at that time and I bought notebooks, yellow notebooks, with wire binders. And I told them that they have to take notes. So I said this is the only way to study and be serious in study. And so they used to have to take notes, and I used to ask them questions and so on. And I used to teach them fiqh and usul from this book, and I think I used to study aqidah was tahawiyah or something, three or four different subjects. But you know, I really think and believe that to be serious, to learn, to truly learn from a halqa, you need to write, to take notes. That's the way to learn in a serious manner and in a systematic way. So you can sit and listen and benefit, but it won't be good learning. You know, when you listen, it's like listening to a tape. If you listen to a tape, you listen to it the first time, and then the second time, the third time, fifth time, maybe tenth time, until you remember everything you heard in that tape. It's impossible to remember everything from the first time. But when you take notes, you remember much more. I will be able to refer to it, and if you, there are points that you do not understand, you can ask about them. Next time you can review them, you can go and search in the books and so on. So that's why I believe that everyone should bring a notebook and a pen, even a small notebook, to write very brief notes about what he studies or what he learns. So write inshallah for the future, and you can write on paper, as Jihad is distributing now. That's half good enough. It's not good enough, because for a notebook, and as I said, a notebook with bound paper, a bound notebook, so that you can have all your notes in one book, you do not lose them. It's not loose leaf notebook. That's how it should be. But inshallah, in the future, see if you can get notebook, each one, like the one that the brother over there has. Because we need to be more serious about seeking the knowledge. And another thing, in regard to this particular book, Al-Risala, why I like to teach it, and I think it's so important. We mentioned some of the importance last time. Unfortunately, that was not recorded. Inshallah, maybe some other time we can have a general overview of Al-Risala book and repeat what we said last time and add to it. But this book is, as many scholars say, as you heard last time, a book of the asl of the usul. It's like the foundation of many books of foundation that came after it. And I probably would not be exaggerating if I say that most of those who claim that they are Salafis in our time, anywhere, they don't understand many of the things in this book. One, I believe that to be a true Salafi, you have to understand a lot of what is in this book. To be a true Salafi, to understand the Salafi manhaj. So we claim a lot, but in reality we are very far away from what we claim. And as you will see, as we start reading and sharing what is in this book, you'll see that Imam Shafi'i was a very hardcore Salafi in his understanding. So he is one of our scholars that we love and we respect. And the more that we see his knowledge and the way that he presents the knowledge, the more that we will respect him, inshallah. And even though we will sometimes, like any other scholar, we will sometimes disagree with some of what he says, but at the same time we will respect what he says and the way that he reaches his conclusions. And most of all, we will respect and be amazed by the way that he views the fundamental principles of Islam, how he lays down the foundations, as we will see as we read his words. And as I said, as we read before, that his words are the top of eloquence, yani قُمَّةِ الْبَلَاغَةِ فِي الْعَرَبِيِّينَ. So you see that even his language is very beautiful, and sometimes it is hard to understand until we get the hang of it. We get used to the way that he says things, then we will start understanding and appreciating more the way that he says things. So with this, inshallah, we go over the book of Al-Risala, and we start from the beginning. Even the last time we read the first few lines from the book, after the introduction, we went over some of the lines of the beginning of the book, but inshallah we can read them again today and then continue from there. As we said, that Al-Rabi' ibn Sulaiman was the student of Imam Shafi'i, who took the book or studied the book under Imam Shafi'i, the book Al-Risala, and he wrote it down and he transmitted it to other people who learned it from him. Okay? So Rabi'a bin Sulaiman. He's his student, and he's the one who translated the book to us. So many times you'll find that he says qala, he said, he means Rabi'a is saying that Imam Shafi'i said, and he reports. So he starts by saying Imam Shafi'i, as is reported by Rabi'a bin Sulaiman, Alhamdulillah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. This is the beginning, the first ayah of Surah Al-An'am, which means praise be to Allah who created the heavens and earth and made the darkness or the different forms of darkness and light, and yet those who disbelieve equate others with their Lord because of their ignorance. والحمد لله الذي لا يؤدى شكر نعمة من نعمه إلا بنعمة منه. And praise be to Allah that one cannot show gratitude for any of his favors except by a favor from him. يعني حتى نكون من نكون من الشاكرين هذا بحد ذاته هو نعمة من الله تعالى. يعني حتى نشكر نعم الله هذا بحد ذاته هو نعمة من الله. فلا يؤدى شكر نعمة من نعمه إلا بنعمة منه. وهذه النعمة الزائدة, this additional favor, توجب على مؤدي ماضي نعمه بأدائها. It requires from the one who is making or showing gratitude for the past favors, it makes it required from him to show gratitude for this additional favor as well. نعمة توجب على مؤدي ماضي نعمه لأدائها, نعمة حادثة يعني جديدة, يجب عليه شكره بها, which requires from him also to show gratitude to Allah by it or because of it. واضح المعنى؟ يعني انه السلسلة لا تنتهي, يعني كلما شكرنا الله عز وجل هذا فضل من الله عز وجل ان نكون من الشاكرين, وكوننا من الشاكرين هذا ايضا هذا الفضل يحتاج الى شكر لله عز وجل عليه. والحمد لله الذي لا يؤدى شكر نعمة من نعمه الا بنعمة منه توجب على مؤدي ماضي نعمه بأدائها, نعمة حادثة أي جديدة يجب عليه شكره بها. ولا يبلغ الواصفون كنها عظمته, ولا يبلغ الواصفون كنها عظمته. And those who describe him, that is who describe Allah عز وجل, they cannot get into the essence of his greatness. Yeah, no matter how well they praise him, they will not be praising him well enough, subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي هو كما وصف نفسه وفوق ما يصفه به خلقه. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى, he is like what he described himself. That's the best way to describe him, like he described himself, and above whatever his creation can describe him. So whatever we try to make up of words of praise and description, that will not be sufficient or worthy of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is, the greatness is even much more and more. But the best is to praise him as he praised himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَحْمَدُهُ حَمْدًا كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِكَرَمِ وَجِّهِ وَعِزِّ جَلَالِهِ. I praise him, a praise as is worthy of the honor of his face and the dignity of his glory subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَسْتَعِينُ. Now note that this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba and the ulama after them, is to start any important talk or any important thing with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what he started with. He started by Alhamdu I started by the ayah from Surah Al-An'am, which starts with Alhamd, and then he added another word, some other words of hamd or praise, and then he said wa astainu, and this is similar to khutbat al-hajah, in which the Prophet ﷺ used to say inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, etc. So wa astainuhu isti'anata man la hawla lahu wa la quwwata illa bih, and I seek his help in a way, the way that one would seek help who has no power to change things, and he has no might except by what he subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him or grants him. So the only power, the only might that we may have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we realize this, when we realize that we have no power actually, independent power, all what we, power we have, all capability we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in that case we seek the help from Him in a different way, in a more serious and sincere manner. And if a child needs help to do something that he knows he cannot do, he wants to raise a heavy object or reach a high place, and he knows there's no way he can do it, and that only his parents can do it for him, then he will go to his parent and ask him, because he knows that he's the only one that he knows can do it for him. He will not try different ways and different tools and end up not doing it, because he knows, he submits to that his parent is the only one who can do it for him. So when we realize, we people, our weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we need his full help to do what we need to do, then our isti'ana, our seeking of help, will be more sincere and more truthful. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ لِمَا أَزْلَفْتُ, and I ask him to forgive me. إِنَّا حَمْدَ اللَّهِ أَحْمَدُ وَنَسْتَعِينُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ. So he's doing khutbat al-hajah but in more details. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ, I ask him for forgiveness. No, I think I skipped a line. وَأَسْتَهْدِيهِ بِهُدَاهُ الَّذِي لَا يَضُلُّ مَنْ أَنْعَمَ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ, and I ask him for his guidance, that whoever he favors him with it will never be misguided. It's like saying إِنَّهُ لَا يَضُلُّ مَنْ وَلَيْكَ لَا يَعْزُّ مَنْ عَدَيْهِ الْحَمْدَ لَيْهُ وَسَلَمَ إِنَّ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. So it's similar to me. So I ask him for his guidance, that no one will be misguided when he favors him with the guidance.
Can we ask question now or later?
Later, inshaAllah. Let's finish at least one section, and then we can ask question. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ لِمَا أَزْلَفْتُ, and I ask him for forgiveness, because to forgive me for what I shi'ani azlaftu, azlaftu yani qaddamtu, zulfa yani al-qurba, qarrabtu yani qaddamtu yani limfa'alti al-madi, yani ma fa'altu al-madi, azlaftu min al-zulfa, zulfa, zulfa, mawjuda fi Qur'an kalima zulfa, ma na'buduhum illa liqarribuna ila Allahi zulfa. The disbelievers used to say, we do not worship our idols except that they would bring us a little closer to Allah. So ahad, zulfa means ahad, closer, in front. And when you say azlaftu means I put ahad, which means I have already done. So I ask him to forgive me for whatever I have already done, sent forth in the past, done in the past, that is. وَأَخَّرْتُ, and whatever I have delayed, which means I have not done yet. أَسْتَغْفِرُ لِمَا أَزْلَفْتُ وَمَا أَخَّرْتُ إِسْتِغْفَارَ مَنْ يُقِرُّ بِعَبُودِيَّتِ, the istighfar, I seek his forgiveness, the way one who has full submission or full full submission to his abudiyya, to his being, the only one worthy of being worshipped subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani when we submit to his ubudiyya, then we turn to him to forgive us. We know that whatever shortcoming we have, from in ourselves, no one will forgive it except our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we turn to him, asking him for his forgiveness. وَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ ذَنْبَهُ وَلَا يُنَجِّيهِ مِنْهُ إِلَّهُ. And he knows that no one, the one who knows, that no one will forgive his sin and will protect him from it but him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if one does this and believes in this, then he does the istighfar much more truly or truthfully. Alhamdulillah, rahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'firu. When A'udhu Billahi, he skipped this, but even though he said some of its meanings here. And then after that he comes the shahada. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify that there is no God, no true God, except Allah, alone, without any partners, and that Muhammad is his abd and messenger. So this is like the beginning of the khutbah of the book. And each book or main address or main speech starts with a khutbah, with this khutbah or with khutbah al-hajj or something similar to it. As I said, this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and his followers. So he said, and that Muhammad is his abd and messenger, his servant and messenger. Then he starts to get into the book, into the meaning that he wrote the book for, in an indirect way. And we stopped here last time. بَعَثَهُ وَالنَّاسُ صِنْفَانِ. We mentioned last time, we stopped last time at this place. Try to get into my bag. It's in the bag now. He sent him, I tried, but it's. He sent him, Ba'atahu al-Ba'atah, which means he sent him as with the message, where the people were two types. Because he mentioned Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now he's talking a little about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way that will introduce him into the subject that he wants to speak about. So this is where we got last time, and we have repeated it today with a little more detail. Before we continue, are there any brief questions? Yes.
How can we the hadith of the Prophet of the Hajj, he specified in Alhamdulillah in a certain way, and as I remember, the hadith said that he started every khutbah with this in Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. He went through it, the Prophet in every khutbah, basically.
Right.
So how can we define when people, or when the mashayikh or ulama, change the khutbah of hajj like this, for example, even though maybe some of it means part of the khutbah of hajj, but can we say that hajj Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So that means that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the best way of saying it. And when we start changing it, that will mean something like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because some of the shaykhs start to put for in different ways.
Yeah. You are right that the best way is to start with the khutbah as the Prophet ﷺ started it. And as our Shaykh Al-Bani rahimahullah wrote a booklet bringing all the ways or the chains of narration of khutbah al-hajj and to the wording of it to show that this is how the Prophet ﷺ used to say consistently. But if he did this by collecting all the reports, it doesn't mean that this was accessible to all the scholars before him. So he did a lot of work in this regard, as he did in other regards. And we don't know if Imam Shafi'i was able to collect all the ways to prove that this is what Rasulullah ﷺ used to consistently study khutbah with. But at least we see that he got the meanings, the main meanings of khutbah al-hajj, which shows how close he was to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that he brought its meanings and he expounded on some of them. So that is a good merit for him. As for the exact wording of Khutbat al-Hajjah that was reported, we don't know that he knew it or that he was sure that the narrations that mention it were authentic. So Allahu A'lam. And this is true about many other scholars. In many cases we find that Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah starts some of his works with Khutbat al-Hajjah or with part of Khutbat al-Hajjah. Some other times he doesn't. And other scholars the same. And others never study Khutbat al-Hajjah.
No.
So this shows that they are either ignorant of it, or that they don't care much about this Sunnah. So all that we, our position is to learn it and teach it to our people, Allahu Akbar. So now we continue from here, that Allah sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while the people were two types, ba'atahum wa nasu sinfan. أحدهما أهل كتاب بدلوا أحكامه وكفروا بالله فافتعلوا كذبا صاغوه بألسنتهم فخلطوه بحق الله الذي أنزل إليهم. He sent him as people are two types. One of them are people of book, people of scripture, which means the Christians and the Jews. They changed some of its legislations and disbelieved in Allah and made up lies that they created or formed with their tongues. And they mixed it with the truth that Allah revealed to them. وَخَلَطُوهُ بِحَقِّ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. The truth from Allah, or Allah's truth that He revealed to them. So they mixed that truth with lies. فَذَكَرَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لِنَبِيِّهِ مِنْ كُفْرِهِمْ فَقَالَ وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. So Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned to his prophet some of their disbelief. By saying, for instance, what means, and among them is a group who Yalmun means like twist their tongues with the book, which means they say it in a way different from what it, the true way was, so that you would think that it is from the book, but it is not from the book. And they say it's from Allah, but it's not from Allah. And they attribute lies to Allah knowingly. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَسْيَبَهُمْ لِكِتَابِ تَحْسَبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ ويقولون هو من عند الله وهو من عند الله ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. بأي سورة هذه يا محمد؟ قبل بشوي قبل كمان
شوي
على عمران. سورة على عمران. And he says سبحانه وتعالى ثم قال فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا ويل لهم ما كتبت أيديهم ويل لهم ما يكسبون. أي سورة؟ بقرة. ويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم. So ويل will be punishment be for those who write the book with their hands and then they claim this is from Allah, so that they would acquire by it immediate or little gain, so that they would buy little. Yashtarubihi means get some, buy means get some money, some money out of it. So they write something and they say this is Allah's book, and they sell it to others. Or by doing that, they will be pleasing others, maybe some people, and they will pay them some money. Woe be to them because of what their hands have written. And woe be to them because of what they are earning. Because they are earning money for the falsehood that they have written. So they have double sins and they have double punishment because of that. And this is especially true about the Jews who used to do that. وقال تبارك وتعالى وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون. Which means, this is a Surah Tawbah, which means, and the Jews say, or said, Uzair is the son of God, of Allah. And the Christians said, Jesus, Al-Masih, the Messiah, is the son of Allah. Huh? Uzair. Uzair, it was one of their good...